getting the 10 p.m. train home on a Friday night again. It's been months since you left and I'm still here, working late. But now it's just really working late. Trying to keep myself as busy as I can to not think about you. It worked until now, but I'm watching everyone at the stations get on the train in the opposite direction, heading for the city for a night out. And I'm on this empty car with over an hour ahead of me. Why did I move out of the city? I could already be at home in a bubble bath with a glass of wine and a spicy audiobook. Instead, I'm bathing in fluorescent light and fighting back these racing fantasies of you that flood me as soon as I have a minute's peace. I idly slip my sneaker on and off my heel in a repetitive stim. A hangover from when I do it in meetings and catch you staring. Or when I'd call you into my office for a private conference and underneath the desk you'd hear one heel drop, then the other. Anticipating when I'd reach out my legs under the desk and rest my feet in your lap for you to rub them. Oh, God, you gave such good foot rubs. My toes expertly finding their way to that spot just behind your balls where if you flinched even a bit, my big toe would be jammed against your asshole ready to cause trouble. I'd always threatened to trample your cock and balls, but I never followed through with my threats. Maybe if I had, you'd still be here. Fuck. I miss you. I miss seeing your hands grab the armrests of that office chair, squeezing tighter and tighter and tighter until your knuckles were white. My feet stroking your stiffening cock through those custom-tailored pants that fit so perfectly until they didn't. And you fought back like a champ. I was always so impressed at how well you restrained yourself when I teased you like this. You worked so hard to last for me. No matter what I did to drive you crazy, however much I toyed with you, you never hurried. You'd always put my pleasure above everything else. I feel myself soaking through my panties. Oh, starting to show through my suit pants too, I'm sure. Why at the first sight of warm weather had I reached for the light beige linen? I put my laptop bag on my lap and cross my legs tightly, hoping that when I get up, no one looks at my ass and knows what I've been doing. Except I haven't been doing anything. I've just been thinking it. How then are waves and waves of pleasure whispering at orgasm moving through my body? Fuck. Okay, think about something else. My mind's blank. Oh. Do your breathing. Okay. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. I feel my heart rate slowing down and I drift into a half sleep. But then I realize in this state I've slipped my hand under my shirt and pulled my blush lace bra down underneath my tits. My hard aching nipples are rubbing against the silk of my shirt. They're so desperate to feel your mouth. Your teeth, the way I'd roll them in between my thumb and forefinger in a rhythm in between your licks for ages. My fingers would inevitably end up in your mouth, and every time you'd get that adorable, overstimulated look on your face as you wrestled with whether you should do as you were told and keep sucking on my fingers, or give me the pleasure you knew my breasts were fucking desperate for, but I was denying out of stubbornness and the fun of the power play. Oh, and when you'd kiss and suck on my nipples after using that peppermint lip balm I bought you when we went hiking, they'd get all tingly and so moisturized afterwards. Oh, God. I never did let you come on them. Oh, I regret that now. What I wouldn't give right now to have your hot, dripping cum flickering over my chest and your palm slipping and sliding as you grab at my breasts. I'd make you lick every last drop of it too. I wonder if you would have. Would you? You had the best tasting cum anyway. Oh, and I drain your balls as a reward. Taking you into my throat. Just to show off. Knowing how hard you'd work to do anything I wanted at just the mere mention of the possibility of getting to do that again. And with all that teasing, you never fucked my face, never pushed your luck, held my head down, slapped my cheeks until I cried, smearing tear-soaked mascara up into my sweaty fringe as you yanked my head back for yet another thrust deep into my throat. No, you were always so fucking polite. You'd sit on your hands or have them balled up into fists pressed into your groin to hold yourself back as I had my way with your cock. I try and snap out of my fantasy and check to make sure I'm not clawing at my throat and finger banging my cunt into oblivion like a pervert on this fucking train. Oh, thankfully I'm not. I'm still fully clothed. My bra's even worked its way back up to delicately cradle my tits again. And at least to the outside world, I look presentable. I'm writhing in my seat, though. I sit up straight and go to cross my legs the other way, but opening them, I pause briefly to disperse some of the heat and sweat. It's been the soaking, burning mess inside my work clothes. But the friction as I close my legs the other way with my thighs pressed against my cunt is just too much. Oh, fuck, I think I'm gonna come. I can't. No, not on the train. No. I bite down on my laptop bag. Oh. Hiss the door opening startles me and the guard yells, last stop, time to get off.